Welcome to episode 1928 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to a brand new meditation series we're exploring this week. This is going to be a week all about releasing insecurities. In last week's series, you explored how to release negative thoughts and emotions. Well, you likely noticed some insecurities you have as you noticed what your negative thoughts revolved around. And in last week's series, you were encouraged to do a daily challenge. This was a challenge called a worry hierarchy, where you noticed what you were worried about, stressed about, feeling anxious about the most, and you organized those worrisome thoughts in a hierarchy, your top three worrisome thoughts. And I encouraged you to do this each day, preferably three times a day, when you wake up in the morning, when you're having some downtime during the day, and in the evening. Because if you're like me, I have different worries at different points in my day. And of course, our worries change. Each day is different. Each week brings its own unique challenges. Well, from that worry hierarchy, I am sure that you noticed what makes you feel insecure to contribute to these negative thoughts and emotions. So that's what this week is all about, to help you release and even become aware of those insecurities. If you are brand new joining us, no worries, you are in the right place. You can always go back and listen over last week's episodes. The episodes are usually 5 to 10 minutes long, pretty short and sweet. It's not necessary for you to do that though, because as you go through this week's series, you will have everything you need to become aware of and to begin to release, and possibly even to actually release some of your insecurities. This is part of a collection of podcast episodes that have to do with sleep. Sleep is not an option. It is a vital part of your well-being. And throughout this entire month, so there are now, this is the fourth series to help you sleep more peacefully. So we've broken down different aspects of what may keep you up at night and addressed it for an entire week throughout this full month. So you have very soon 30 days of meditation techniques, a new one each day, focusing on a different theme each week to help you sleep better. Now, as you go through this week's series, I want to give you another challenge to do, something you do each day. And that is going to be a challenge to keep track of what you're grateful for. I know gratitude challenges are all the rage these days, and there's a reason why. It's because they work. When you can become aware of what you're grateful for, then sometimes you can feel more at ease, more at peace with yourself. And this is going to help you manage that insecure feeling you may have at times. Maybe you feel that way a lot. Maybe it just creeps in every now and then. So also, as you go through this week's series, keep in mind that sometimes if you're not sleeping well, you could have a medical problem. You should check with a physician and make sure that you don't have anything physical going on keeping you up at night. I am being evaluated for sleep apnea. I never thought that I was a candidate for that, but I'm finding out that in fact, I may very well have it. I have a son who found out just a few weeks ago that he has a severe allergy to dust mites. And for about the past 2 years, he wasn't sleeping well. His health deteriorated, his mood, he was experiencing depression. We were worried about him. And come to find out, it was from not sleeping well and having this severe dust mite allergy. So we were able to cover all of our mattresses and our pillows and clean them in hot water and all the different ways that you can do to manage dust mites in your home. So think about if you do have anything physical going on. With that, make sure that you keep a gratitude journal this week. Maybe think about 3 gratitudes each day. And you could do it the same way as you kept a worry hierarchy last week. You could do a gratitude hierarchy where in the morning when you wake up, you think of what you're grateful for and put that gratitude, put them in a hierarchy, maybe your top 3 gratitudes. And you might do it in the middle of your day and at the end of your day. This is very helpful to sleep better, is in the evening if you think about what you're grateful for. I was having a little trouble sleeping last night because I got kind of a snippy text message from a family member, and I shouldn't have checked my text messages right before I went to bed. I usually don't, but it popped up and I thought, oh, okay, I'm going to check it. And I read it, and then I was really in a bad mood. So I thought about what I was grateful for, and I really focused on that. And I focused on my breath. I'll be sharing with you a breathing technique that I used on Tuesday. That's when I share a breathing technique with you every week. And I was able to go to sleep. And I woke up this morning and it still kind of burned a little bit, their message, but I am working on that today. It's one of my insecurities I'm working on this week. So think about what your insecurities are in your life. And I'm sure you may think, well, I have so many, or no, I feel pretty confident. Think about what seems to pop up again and again. Maybe you're insecure about the way you look, or maybe you are insecure about something going on at work. Maybe you're insecure about the kind of car you drive or where you live, whatever it might be. These are real issues. Think about what truly bothers you most. And don't think, oh, you know, I'm really insecure about how I look, but it shouldn't really matter how I look anyway. So I'm going to focus on something bigger or more meaningful. Well, focus on what truly bothers you the most. It might be that you would feel so much better about yourself if you felt better about how you looked. So truly focus on what matters most to you. There's no judgment, no shame, no guilt. This is you, your life, and honor it. So that is your meditation technique for today. It is an assignment to reflect on your insecurities and what you want to focus on this week and to do your 3 gratitudes. You can find the full guided meditations to this important theme this week on the Sip and Om meditation app. As always, you can find more in-depth guidance there. There are over 1,900 guided meditations that are half an hour guided meditations, a new one each day, focusing on a different meditation technique every day, just like I share here on the podcast. But I take you much more in depth, and you get a journal and a slowdown guide for the week, customized for the theme. So the Sip and Om meditation app, if you want a little more support. Keep in mind, you are so worth slowing down for.